Welcome back to the podcast that makes you faster. Today, we are talking about gravel meets aero. But before we start with our main topic, we have a special guest. Because today is Future Day in Switzerland, and hundreds of companies across Switzerland invite students to gain insights into a wide variety of professional worlds. His name is Kilian. He's 10 years old and he's an ambitious mountain bike rider. Welcome, Kilian.
Hello.
Welcome, Kilian. Welcome to our podcast today. Well, we wanted to start by asking you a few questions. So maybe tell us your full name, your age, and what you do in cycling.
I am 11 years old and my name is Kilian Kleine.
And what type of bike racing do you do mainly?
I do mountain biking.
And I can say that I've ridden mountain bike with Kilian, and I struggle to keep up with him. What's really cool about the junior classes is you start off doing a lot of technical training, and the technique of these young riders is amazing. So, and Kilian, what do you like about racing?
I love mountain biking because it's so fast. Yes.
Yeah.
And it's technique.
Yeah, very technical. Yes. Yeah, that's cool. And who is one of your heroes in cycling?
Nino Schurte.
Who's Nino? Just for everyone out there.
He's an amazing rider.
He's amazing. Right? He's multiple times world champion, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So really cool Swiss.
Yeah.
And Kilian is like a Bavarian Swiss guy. So he's a good mix. And we have to get to the most important point, Kilian. Aerodynamics. Now, you also have a father who's an aerodynamicist in a Formula One team. So you've heard about aerodynamics before, I guess?
Yes, I indeed to be trying very small.
Try and be small when you're on the bike, yeah?
Because it's very aero.
Super aero?
Yes. And when it's flat, I put the hands on the
middle, on the middle of the bar?
Yes.
Yeah. So there we go. Kilian Kleine, 11 years old. You met him here first. Future mountain biking, maybe road biking world champion. We don't know yet. The future will tell, but he's very aerodynamic. I've seen him race. I've had the pleasure to go and watch him racing, and big future talent here. Kilian, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah, and good luck with your racing.
Yes, thank you.
So now, as you heard, the next mountain bike world champion. We will come back to our main topic today, gravel meets aero. We will talk about the importance of aerodynamics in gravel cycling. And as gravel cycling is still not really associated with aerodynamics and the topic is discussed cautiously, we have to classify this briefly, I guess, JP. The first question, is aerodynamics important on a gravel bike and why?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I mean, of course, when you first think about gravel racing, you don't think about aerodynamics. You think, I'm on slow terrain, I'm not riding fast. But aerodynamics is important in gravel riding. And if your goal is to be faster or more efficient, so to go further, go longer, then aerodynamics still remains actually the most important resistance. And we actually did a big study on this topic because we are at Swisside developing gravel wheels. And we discovered that, once again, you know, the same rules apply. You know, it's funny. It's the laws of physics don't change when you sit on a road bike and when you sit on a gravel bike. And on a gravel bike, we still have 59% of the resistance is aerodynamic drag. And we already know this because I've said before in other podcasts, from 15 kilometers an hour or faster, aerodynamics becomes the biggest resistance in riding. Now, in gravel biking, you have also an increase in the rolling resistance or rollover resistance. You know, riding on gravel is not like riding on the road. So we do see a big increase as well in the rolling resistance. So tire pressure is also a really important topic, which we'll touch on today. But nonetheless, I can confirm that aerodynamic drag is still the major resistance.
We tested our wheels in the wind tunnel, and we had our Gravon 420, which is a carbon wheel, and the Gravon 250, which is an aluminium wheel. Can you tell us a bit about the test and the outcome?
Yeah, for sure. So first of all, why did we test wheels? Why did we focus on gravel wheels and tires? Now, we know that the wheels and tires have a massive impact on the aerodynamics, and we know it's one of the easiest tuning options that you have. It's a lot easier than changing out your bike frame. Of course, before I jump in there, remember the number one thing is you sitting on the bike. So even if we want to sell wheels, your first topic is to get into a more aerodynamic position with your body on the bike. And just as a side note, this is why we see a lot of aero bars, TT extensions being added on to gravel bikes for racing, if it's allowed. But to come back to the topic of wheels, there are big gains that can be made with the right wheel setup. And so we did a big study in the wind tunnel looking at different wheel and tire setups. Now, first of all, we saw with our Gravon 420, which is an aero gravel wheel, we saw sort of anywhere between 2 to 8 watts drag improvement, depending on what tires you're bringing. And, you know, these are at sort of speeds of around 30 kilometers an hour. So to put it into reference, we're not talking about super high speeds. And of course, if we're talking about high speeds like downhills where you're doing 45, then it's, you know, it's massive. Then you're talking about 20 watts or more just with wheels and tires. And I just want to put it into context. So we did, we took our Gravon 250, which is an aluminium wheel, and we took our Gravon 420. We did the aerodynamic testing in the wind tunnel. Then we applied that with our simulation tools to the unbound gravel race, the unbound 200, which is a big gravel race, professional gravel race in the whole graveling scene. And we calculated...
Pretty well known, pretty tough race.
It's super tough race. I mean, I wouldn't want to do it myself. Actually, I would want to do it myself, but I need a bit more training. And we calculated just with the optimum wheel and tire setup, so going to an aero wheel and going to the right tires for that terrain, we saw a 8.5 minute benefit for that race. And you might think 8.5 minutes is not huge, but if we put into context, in 2021, the top four were within 1.5 minutes of each other. You know, it's literally the difference between winning and being 6th, 7th, 8th on the finish line. So
is group riding actually a thing in gravel cycling too? Are there big groups around?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, you do see the guys riding in the groups. The good thing is we see from our testing is that you get in the group, your body mainly benefits from the group riding effect because that's where the big turbulent air is. But the wheels, which are down below the body, more on ground level, they get a little bit of group effect, but still the wheels have a really big impact. So this simulation that we did took into account group riding effects. It's 8.5 minutes, say, from our simulation results. And of course, if you're sitting on the front out on your own, it's going to be even more than that. So of course, you know, for racing, and we see racing is becoming a topic in gravel, just like in road cycling, you have to pay attention to your aerodynamic setups. That's how you can make yourself faster.
Wow. I remember I sat down with Lisa Norden at the Challenge Raw at our booth, and we talked about her races this year so far. And she started in a 180-kilometer gravel race, and she was exhausted, I guess, about 3 weeks or something after it still. So, yeah, gravel cycling in total is actually pretty, pretty tough and way tougher than road cycling. One more side question. Is there also a benefit from the suits? Because in triathlon, we see race suits.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as we mentioned before, around 70% of the aerodynamic drag still remains your body. Focusing on your position, but also what you wear, has the biggest impact on that proportion of the aero drag, which is where it's mainly at. You know, wearing aerodynamic suits that are designed perhaps to work at slightly lower speeds, I don't think there's a lot about, but certainly tighter, maybe one-piece suits, definitely bring a big benefit. So yes, just from my experience. So I remember locally I went riding with some friends and I forgot to charge my electronic shifting on my road bike. So I quickly grabbed my gravel bike and I pumped up the tires to slightly higher pressure than normal. And we went out for a road bike ride. And I just remember struggling to keep up with them. And I was absolutely ruined after this ride. And I didn't have a power meter on my road bike, on my gravel bike. So I couldn't really tell how many watts I was pedaling, but I knew I was just absolutely smashed. And so this was an idea that I had, was to put my road bike and my gravel bike, which are both Cervelos, in the wind tunnel, and to measure what the difference is between those two bike setups. And a lot of people think, you know, there's not a big difference between road bike and gravel bike. But the big difference is gravel bikes are typically much more basic in that, you know, there's no optimization in the tube profiles. They still typically have external cables, these sorts of things. And this makes a big difference in aerodynamics. And we saw that the difference between my road bike and my gravel bike at 30 kilometers an hour was around about 20 watts just between the bike setups. And so, you know, to do the same speed on my aerodynamically on my road bike, I had to do 20 watts more power. But then also the rolling resistance, we did a measurement that was another 20 watts at 30 kilometers an hour.
Okay.
So to keep up with my friends, and we were doing about 30 kilometer an hour average on that ride, I had to pedal 40 watts more than I normally would.
Oh my gosh.
So, you know, this concept that, you know, aero and gravel, it is so important because with a little bit of optimization on the aerodynamics, also on the tire choice, there's a huge benefit to be made there.
Let's talk about the tire widths because we tested two different kinds of wheels in the wind tunnel as well, the 35 millimeters and the 45 millimeter. What was the outcome there?
Yeah, so actually we tested a wide range from 35 up to 45 with with different brands, different models, from Schwalbe to Vittoria to Panoracer to WTB, because we know the tire effects are big on aerodynamics, and you know the way the tire works together, the wheel is important. And one of the things we were interested in looking at was the effect of the knobs. You know, you've got these knobs for grip in loose, muddy conditions. And we saw that this has quite a big effect. So the smoother the tire, the faster it was. And, you know, we saw between 2 and 7 watts difference depending on the speed between the different tires. So, you know, that's already a large amount. So the fastest tire that we measured was the Schwalbe G1 Speed in the 35 millimeter, which was no surprise because it was the narrowest tire and it's also one that has quite a smooth surface. And what's interesting in a lot of the gravel racing, even when there are gravel sections and it's mixed gravel or hard pack and even some tarmac, we're now seeing most of the pros running more or less slick tires because overall it's just faster, both in terms of rolling resistance and aerodynamics. And by going to the wider tires, we just simply saw a much bigger impact on the aerodynamics. So the wider you go, we saw basically for every 10 millimeters of tire width, we increase around about 4 watts of drag at 30 kilometers an hour. And at 45 kilometers an hour, if you're interested in faster speeds when you're going downhill, it was like 12, 13 watts. So that's around about the rule of thumb. One tire that we saw worked really well, which is just our kind of pro tip. We have no direct relationship with Continental, but it was the Continental Terra Speed, 35 millimeters. And what was really interesting with that is it's a tire that still has quite a lot of knobs on it, quite a lot of roughness, which I think is important because ultimately you still need grip when you're riding, especially off-road. Yet it had a really good aerodynamic performance as well. So Conti Terra Speed, 35 millimeter, That's actually what I currently ride on my gravel bike.
Okay. A friend of mine is riding a gravel bike, and from time to time he's changing only the wheels. He's taken out the gravel wheels and put in road bike wheels. And he told me that he can keep up in a smaller group ride. Is this an option for people that don't know if they should buy a gravel bike or a road bike to start cycling? So when they say, I need the best of both worlds, is this an option for them?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think, you know, nowadays a gravel bike is let's say, a simplified road bike with more tire clearance. That's basically what they are. You know, you don't necessarily need suspension because that's, for me, more like a hardtail mountain bike. So, you know, I think absolutely you can take a gravel bike. Okay, you know it's going to be a bit more draggy, but for sure you can have two sets of wheels. You can have a road set of wheels with road tires on it. You can have a set of gravel-specific wheels with gravel tires. Now, the other thing you can do, just to give a little plug to a great product that we sell at Swisside, is our Hadron All-Road. Now, this is sort of as it says, it's an all-road wheel set. It's got a wider inner rim width, which allows you to mount gravel tires, but it also allows you to mount all the way down to 25-millimeter wide road tires on it. So you can also even just have one set of wheels in the form of our Hadron All-Road, and you can use it as a gravel wheel with gravel tires, or you can use it as a road wheel with road tires. So I'd even go as far as saying, yes, you can buy yourself a gravel bike with one set of wheels. In our case, they're all roads, and you can use it as a road or gravel bike depending on what tires you mount.
Okay. As there is a clear positive effect of aerodynamics in gravel cycling, what would be the best setup for gravel races, weekend crits, or work commute? What do you think?
Yeah, it's a good question. Now, I mean, what I can say for sure is, as was said in this podcast, you know, aerodynamics is still super important. So a set of aero wheels is just as potent on your gravel bike. So I would certainly recommend a set of aero gravel wheels. The right tires, of course, has to be selected for your terrain. So if your terrain is mainly hard pack and just small, loose gravel, you can actually get away with a fairly slick tire in dry conditions. So again, if your goal is to be fast, you can have this kind of tire setup. But of course, you know, if it's a very off-road with lots of roots, bigger, chunkier gravel, wet conditions, then of course you need to go to a slightly bigger tire with more knobs on it. And that's obviously going to be very different to your road work commute. And where you can absolutely 100% go for a much narrower tire, even less than 35 millimeters. So for road commuting, I would suggest even a 30 or a 32 millimeter tire on gravel wheel, if your gravel wheel allows that tire size. And and tire pressure is obviously another major point, you know, depending on what the terrain is, how bumpy it is, how rough it is, you need to tune your tire pressure accordingly. So that would be, one final recommendation. Yeah. Of course, for commuting, we talked again, your body is king. So the idea of having aero bars on a gravel bike makes a lot of sense. And we see, of course, most of these long distance races, like for example, for the GB Duro or, you know, these long cross-country even multi-day gravel races, everyone's riding nowadays, when it's allowed, with aero extensions, because you just get yourself much more efficient on the bike.
As gravel races became not only a vibe, but also so a real division in the world of cycling, what can we expect in the future?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, as mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, the laws of physics don't change when you go to gravel. So, you know, it's still all the same resistances working against us, just in a slightly different mix. So slight increase in rolling resistance. Aerodynamics is still really important. So again, in racing, if your goal is to win, be faster, be more efficient, then you have to focus on these topics, on aerodynamics, on the right tires, the right tire pressures. And, of course, the role that Swisside plays is very much in optimizing, maximizing your performance. And so again, certain topics, again, aerodynamics, rolling resistance, and whatnot. And, you know, we're already doing the first aero gravel projects. We've already got aero gravel wheels on the market. So you'll certainly be seeing more from us in this space. And also we're seeing pro riders, you know, we already saw recently a lot of the World Tour road cyclists doing mountain bike racing. You know, Pidcock from Ineos is one of the key examples. You know, he's riding the World Tour. He's winning mountain bike races as well. And I think we're going to start seeing all of these guys as well competing in gravel. And as we get more of this professional competition, comes more focus on technology to get that additional advantage. So that's prime Swiss side know-how, and that's what we do as a business. So I think you'll see us more and more involved also in gravel racing moving forwards.
Thank you so much for the insights. One last question. What do you prefer? Do you prefer road cycling or gravel cycling?
Oh, that's a really great question. I'll be honest, I prefer gravel biking. If I had to have one bike, I would have my gravel bike. Nowadays, it's also the bike I ride the most. I love sliding. I love being on the limit. And, you know, on the gravel bike, on loose surfaces, you know, you can push and slide around. And I love the technical challenge of gravel biking as well. So, yeah, I'm a big gravel fan, and it's my favorite form of cycling.
Same here, because it's a totally different experience than road cycling. Road cycling is awesome, but if you want to have a little bit a little change and experience, and just enjoying nature and enjoying the competition with yourself, then go for a gravel ride. Just test it out, and you will love it. So thank you very much for this great episode. A lot of questions has been answered. If you have some more questions about our products in the world of gravel cycling or gravel cycling in total, just shoot a comment or write us via email or on our social media channels as well. Thank you so much, JP. Have you anything to add here?
No, I think... Everybody, it's enjoy your gravel riding. It's the right time of year now to transfer from road to off-road. And if you're looking for some great deals, go and check out Swisside website. Check out our Gravon Aero Wheels and enjoy your gravel ride.